I know it has to be a thrill for you and a thrill for you to be back here at Kansas State today.
Well, it's a complete thrill. Anytime you get a chance to have an honor like this placed on you, you really get an opportunity to see and remember all the people that were a big part of it and the people that helped you throughout the process. And every time I'm in this environment, I get a chance to be around some of the people also, too, who made this very, very possible. So I'm just very happy and very, very proud.
What does it say about the program, especially with Coach Hartman and the work that he did? You got to play under him, go to tournaments, the Elite Eight, and just, you know, a complete thrill.
Well, for me, it's just a continuous move to being able to show how a student-athlete can progress and to really grow here at Kansas State University. I had the chance to be here as an 18-year-old all the way throughout to be 22 and had a chance to really grow. Brooklyn, New York, an immigrant coming from Panama, understanding a lot about the language and really had a chance for an educational process as well as excellent athletics. So with the people that are here that made the difference, the environment, the teachers, I've got my professors right here right now also too, who are sitting with me, and we're getting a chance to talk about life and the things that have happened. So it's always was greater than the game of basketball, but it's been tremendous.
I know you've gone on to do many other things, but how much does your K-State playing career, and maybe in particular your shot against Oregon State, come up?
The playing career has helped a great deal simply because it gave me the chance playing in the Big Eight at that time, an opportunity to go through different situations at the highest level, and understanding what pressure is all about, what preparation, all the integrity and the discipline that had to be had, and also the accountability that Coach Hartman was talking to me about and the importance of that whole thing. When you talk about playing against an Oregon State team and really preparing for that, you understand exactly that the program was ready, that you had the right coach and you had the right players, and that we put ourselves on the line and came up victorious in that whole account. So it was just a showing that K-State was on the map and really a major university to be contended with.
You framed the Sports Illustrated cover?
I've got one or two framed, and then I got 32 others in a box. So I've got a few of them for sure. And March 23rd, 1981. It's a big time. I mean, it had the special purple border around it, which I loved completely. I loved that it really upset a lot of people from KU, which was even better for me. So it was just a great time for our team and a great time for our program.
You think much about those days in Ahern?
Matter of fact, I always think about Ahern. I always think about the times over there. I always think about everybody hanging out outside as you'd go through school to go through campus, and everybody was hanging out for tickets. And sometimes it would be really freezing outside, and you see those same people inside going crazy. So it was just a time when basketball was at a high, high, high level. And I think what's important about it is that I was learning as a student athlete here at Kansas State, which made it all the better.
You kind of came in, Curtis Redding, Ty Ladd, some people like that were here. You weren't really noticed at first, and all of a sudden, boom, you're on the scene.
You know, something it's interesting. They came in off of a championship from New York City and came in with Mark Reiner at the time, and for me, it was a different coach, different situation. I came here because I understood that I had a kind of a Brooklyn connection, but it was good to note that the leader of the program was Coach Jack Hartman. And at the time, I got a chance to learn a great deal. I was very lucky to be under the wing of Mike Evans, an All-American at the time, and understood exactly what to do in playing the game and executing. So it worked out. It worked out very, very well, and I had the right people at the right time.
You remember running into Ahern and the big crowds roaring, and you're coming out of the gym?
I remember that. I remember that completely, and I remember that it was a fantastic advantage. Every time you'd play at Ahern Fieldhouse, and every time the crowd got going, you talk about not hearing the plays. Luckily, we knew our plays. The other teams, sometimes you could tell when they weren't ready to do their thing. So it really helped us a great deal, and it was a great, great gym to play in.
How close do you follow the current players and Coach Weber?
Well, I follow Coach Weber, and I follow this young Iwundu kid because I know that he can play the game. Plus, I see him wearing number 25, and I go, you better be able to play, kid, because me and Dick Nossman are watching. So anyway, it's just a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that this team now can really find their way in the growth and the maturation that they're going to have in order to be successful in this conference. I'm going to get a chance to go talk to them a little bit today and see them on Monday and Tuesday in Kansas City and really have a chance to impart some time and some knowledge as to what it all takes, and hopefully they'll be able to grow into it because it's not an easy process.
What did that mean to you personally to be inducted into such a prestigious kind of group, a Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, personally, it just meant it just gave me a chance to understand all the great people that were a part of that process. I was just thinking of all the time that I had to spend with all the people who were there to being able to take me through the practices, the Jack Hartmans, and understanding exactly what to do, the Mike Evans, who gave me an opportunity and a chance to see things at a higher level, all my teammates, Dean Danner, Fred Barton, I mean, Ed Neely, I mean, Jari Wills, Mr. Tyrone Adams, you know what I mean, Steve Solner, all the guys that were on the squad, we were there together as one trying to win these basketball games, and I was learning the lessons also too in school. My professors are here, my geography and English professors are here, Chuck and Sandy Bussing. So it was all of us together on the court and off the court. I had a full education here at Kansas State, and it was the whole spirit of it that made me successful today.
Pretty encouraging, though. Like, I mean, are you just encouraged, honored? I mean, how would you describe the being honored in this group?
I would say I feel a great deal of gratitude. That's what I feel, a great deal of gratitude, because people helped me. I asked for the help and they helped me. They stepped up fast, quick, and hard, and took all the time that I needed. And that was the biggest thing I always remembered, that there was always someone there to push me, always someone there to help me, always someone there to do a redirect, and always someone there to be in my ear to help me within the time that I was 18 years old, coming from Brooklyn, New York here, to when I left at 22 years old and was drafted by the Mavericks. So it was time well spent, a lot of great relationships, but it was just an important time that K-State helped mold me and move me forward.
What are your thoughts on how far K-State's grown just since your time playing here? I mean, all of this around here is pretty new.
I think everything is new around here, too, and I would like you not to remind me of that, because it reminds me of all the long walks that I had to have just to go get a sandwich. And I was right at the athletic dorm at Edwards Hall. And I tell you what, it's just wonderful how everything has grown now, how everything is just more incorporated. People can walk down the block and get a sandwich or a drink or whatever the situation is, too. It's become a fantastic major campus. Every time I walk around, I only see the practice facilities and for the football and also for basketball, but just for the students to have an opportunity to feel like they're a part of the university and have everything they need within striking distance. So it's super.
How'd you fit in that tiny little green car you used to drive? I'd see you driving around town. How'd you get in?
I got into it because it was $500. So with that I would squeeze right on into it. It had a black interior and it would go back and forth to Kansas City as far as that and come back. So it was something that I got with the little jobs that I had in and around Manhattan, Kansas, and it's just starting in the simple ways, starting in the simple times, and keeping things directed to exactly what was supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be a Ferrari right away.
It wasn't,
and it wasn't. Believe me, it wasn't, and it had no air conditioning either. So I can tell you that. But it was just a special time in growth, incremental, and really having an opportunity to do the very best that I could.
With the evolution of the game today, they're trying to change kind of how the game is played, kind of. Let the more aggressive with the offense. Do you like what they're trying to do with that new rules in basketball?
I think for me, what's important is to being able to have it even on both sides. I was a 3-time defensive player of the year, and I think what's important about that is that a defender has to have an equal ability to being able to stop an offensive player. It's the offensive player's potential to be able to, an advantage to being able to strike first and think first, and I think that should be advantage enough. And I think with a defender, if you're able to move, you should be able to impede that progress without getting called for fouls and those kind of things.